A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightside, we're all friends here. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. Next up in the Nightside Project math class. Alex, that was so embarrassing.
That's fine. That's fine, buddy. Listen, what'd you get on the SATs on the math section?
I wasn't prepared.
What'd you get on the SATs in the math section? Come on.
I don't remember.
Yeah, see? It doesn't matter.
I took the ACT.
Oh, you took the ACT?
Yeah, I think I did. Actually, I'm not sure which one I took.
Didn't you tell me that there was that? Because I remember doing this at one of the schools and feeling really good about myself because my GPA was pretty high in high school. I didn't have a great SAT. It was kind of maybe just barely above average. But the GPA and the SAT score set me at it put me firm in that like red box of, hey, you're on the quadrant of getting in. And I think I remember you telling me that you were like, look, my GPA and my testing scores after put me in that very final box to get into
the Utah. They had the grid and they had the shaded area.
And it was like, you are here.
And it was the most generous one too. It was for in-state students, the book for the U You did an X, Y thing.
You go to West High School, you should just be able to walk in and say, I went to West. And then they go, all right, I guess we'll let you in.
I agree with that. But that's not how it works, unfortunately. So I had very, very poor grades in high school. But I always tested very well. And so I tested really well on this, on the standardized test. And it landed me in the very, very last shade of box.
It wasn't going to be your GPA.
If I had been, one point lower on the test or one point lower on the GPA, I would not have been able to get in to a state school. And at a time where I think they've tightened up
it's gotten even more difficult now.
It's gotten more difficult. Back in the day, they were letting everybody in, but I nearly didn't get in. And when they let me in, I was on automatic academic probation. So from day one, they were like, okay, we're going to let you do this. But
so they accepted you, but it was
conditional. Conditional.
It was Millard. I got my eye on you, though. Mm-hmm. You get in here, but I got my eye on you. Okay.
100%.
Let me get into this next portion of the program, Ethan, because Amazon is selling something that I never saw, I found this today and I went, I've never heard of these, but Amazon is selling these tiny houses that you can buy for your backyard, okay?
Okay.
And they are selling out really, really fast. And they said, look, the thing about these houses, they're between 175 and 275 square feet, okay? So they're these kits. They are two-room tiny houses. And they can go I don't know where you would put them. They come in as a kit. They say you build them yourself.
Right.
And they are between. So they are there's one that's selling for $64,000, okay?
Okay.
But the cheapest one is 113 square feet, and it's going for $5,300. That's the most affordable.
Would you think about something like that?
I'm looking at pictures of these.
It's a cool idea.
Well, it's a cool idea, but I'm not kidding when I tell you those sheds at Home Depot or at Costco, those like Lifetime sheds or the ones that were like those are as big as these.
The
big ones of those are as big as these. These are just like – these look nicer. But here's the thing. I want somebody else – I mean, these are $6,500, between $6,500 and this one's $9,800. Most of them are about – there's one that's $50,000 on this whole thing. So these are small, tiny homes, but I don't know where you'd put them. In the backyard of your big home?
Yeah.
You know, well, what are you doing with them? There's no – by the way,
if you've got
no bathroom.
If you've got a hobby – you know what I would do if I had one of those?
Is it just so you could put something together? Your kid lives? Is it basically a nice treehouse?
What if your hobby is something like woodworking or some other craft?
Oh.
All right.
Ethan, this is
the rich white people.
If you want to put one of these in your... If you'd like to put one in your backyard, you could.
For your oil painting. Yeah, let's say your hobby is oil painting. To fit with the rich white person music. Well, then, you know, you've got to have a place to put all your stuff.
What do you mean, all your stuff? That's a garage. This is...
No.
They have the insides of these decorated, like, all nice.
I'm sorry, do you not have a garage?
I do.
Okay, then you know that a garage is a terrible place for a hobby.
Okay,
Everyone always says, a garage. But that's a garbage place for a hobby. Because you accumulate things, you run out of space immediately, and there are cars in there.
You know what this is? This is that she shack they talk about
The she shed.
This is the she shed they talk about on that insurance commercial.
It burns down.
Ethan, while we've got this rich white guy music going on, I wanted to bring this story up. That's coming up later. We'll do that again. I've got another place we can use this rich guy music.
So okay.
I've got all sorts of places we could use rich guy music. But I'm just telling you, if you've got the stimulus dollars that they're talking about rolling out could afford you one of these tiny houses in your backyard. And if you're going to do it right, like, look, this is an extra bedroom for your child, for example, Ethan.
Okay.
Maybe a nursery. I'll tell you, if you've ever been to Scandinavia, they put the little kids out on the porch. So they have them sleep out in the cold, man, to get them used to that cold in those nice in those big old prams. This could be an extension of that. You could put the little kids out there. They could a nice dollhouse for your sweet little girl. All
you
those
know what?
Things.
I'd put my radio equipment out there.
That would be stolen. Look, the garage installation guy would roll up and steal that thing from you so quickly.
To sell it to another radio station?
Oh, my goodness. All right, bag this music. I'm like, get this thing out of here. Because this, I don't know. I don't know if I can jam
like
on
the
this.
Idea. Look, I was at Costco. You know, they've got some gray Lifetime sheds at Costco.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. And they're like.
And I was like, boy, that turned my head.
They're 10
I was
times
like, you know
less.
What?
They're 10 times less than these, though.
Here's the problem that I've got with our garage. So our garage is a two-car garage. Yeah. Once you get two cars in there, that's it, man.
No, I know. So we're the same way. And it's like, and one of those cars is a Suburban for us. I cannot fit past it. I have to open the garage door to walk past it because the front and the back of it is too long. It's up against one wall and up against the back door.
Yeah. Now,
so I've got to open it to be able to walk around it. Does that
make
sense?
I'm a little fortunate right now because we're a one-car family right now. Because I got rid of the Tacoma.
What are you figuring out, bro? What are you going to do?
You know, I don't know.
You need me to send you some classified cars from KSL, bro?
I don't know what I want to do.
Like, are you too classy now? Are you taking Are you taking this temporary Nightside money and putting it into
a Ferrari? How much are they paying you?
Putting it into that S-Class, bro.
I just want something kind of cool. And I'm willing to, you know, give it a little time.
You are waiting for something cool. Jeez. Well, I thought you're serious.
I don't have far to go when I drive every day. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe I could find something that's not a lot of money. Cheap, right? Something that's not a lot of money, but also kind of cool.
We got to you know what we should do? We should make listeners find it for us. 575-00 is the text
number. Will
you guys
find me a cool car?
Find Ethan a cool car, but used. All right?
Used.
And huge and used. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. We've got news, traffic, and weather. And when we come back, I've got other stuff I want to talk about. And I promise we'll use more of that. We'll use more of the rich guy music around the corner. Stay with us on the Nightside Project.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.